Welcome to the Westview Church Podcast. Our vision at Westview is creating space for self and community to find rest in Christ. And we're thankful that today you've created space in your day to study God's Word together with us. If you'd like more information about Westview Church, find us on the web at www.westview.org.
Well, thank you, praise team, for leading us in worship through song this evening. We appreciate that very much. We are going to spend a few moments tonight studying God's Word together. So if you did bring a Bible with you, we encourage you to get that out at this time. Or if you have the app on your phone, you are welcome to use that. Or you can even probably Google the passage and find that way tonight. You'll see it here on the screen in just a moment. We're going to be in the book of John. There it is. John, which is in the New Testament. Fourth book of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and then John. If you hit Acts, then you've gone too far tonight. But we're going to be in John chapter 1, and we're going to start in verse 1. And if you have a Bible with you, wonderful. If the app, great. And have that passage open as we read and as we study it together this evening. So before we do, would you please pray with me? God, it is indeed a gift to gather together tonight in this space on this Christmas Eve. And we are grateful, God, for your word, the gift of your word, that we can read and talk about and study together. And we love that your word will speak to each one of us, whoever we are, wherever we're from, whatever the circumstances indeed of this past day or this week have been, this whole Advent season, and whatever tonight looks like or tomorrow looks like or the weeks ahead, we are thankful that you will speak to each one of us. And so, Holy Spirit, be at work in our hearts. Speak to us now. On this Christmas Eve, on this holiest of nights. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I want to ask you a question, and I'm kind of wondering where you would fit on the spectrum here. On one hand, if we're over here, the vision I have is that typically of a young child who takes that present and just rips it open with the ferocity of a wolverine or a honey badger. Okay, got that? And then on the other side, or the other end of the spectrum, we would have those who are a little bit more patient and savvy gift unwrappers, where you are so careful to peel the tape from, because the paper is so pretty. So we have this end over here, and then this, where would you find yourself? On the can't wait to get it open, or let's not ruin the pretty paper. Find yourself somewhere there? Or maybe you find yourself somewhere in between. And no matter where we would find ourselves, I think we could probably all agree tonight on this, that many of us, and maybe we even dare say all of us, we enjoy that moment where we receive a gift. We can open that gift. I have another, this is more just I'm curious than how families operate here. I'm curious, how many of us, and just feel free to raise your hand, how many of us have already opened some presents in this Christmas season? Oh, I see lots of hands. You guys couldn't wait, could you? Yeah. And what I see with these hands raised, I see lots of smiles, right? You're already thinking back to some memories of what we just did, open presents. How many of us here tonight, raise your hands again, I'm a little nervous about this one. How many of us are going to wait until after the service tonight, and you're like, dude, hurry up already. Anybody? Oh, a couple of you, I'm sorry. I'll keep this moving as best I can, all right? And then how many of us are going to wait? We wait until Christmas morning, first thing. If you're like at our house several years ago, it was like a herd of elephants running down the steps at 6 a.m. Anybody doing that tomorrow morning? Yeah, several of us. Yeah, that's what we do as well, right? We enjoy receiving gifts. But in this Advent season here at Westview, we have been leaning into this phrase, into a statement, and I think it's a familiar one. I think you're going to know it. I'll start by saying it, and I'm going to ask you to finish it with me. The statement goes like this. It is better to give than to... Yeah. It is better to give than to receive. And with this in mind, our attention here at Westview has been focused on what gifts can we bring? As disciples of Jesus Christ, what gifts can we bring as we prepare for Christmas and we prepare for the coming of Jesus? And so during our Advent season, we have walked alongside a righteous man named Zechariah, who we saw bringing the gift of obedience. And we talked about how it's a lot easier to obey when we know what's coming, when we know what's expected of us, and it sometimes is a little more difficult to obey when things are new or when things are outside of the norm. We also journeyed along with Mary, and we saw her wonderful gift of bringing humble submission. But we said that was not her first response, was it? We took comfort in all the many, many, many things that had to be in place before Mary could offer those words, "I am the Lord's servant." A couple weeks ago, we journeyed with Joseph, a man with a plan. And we saw his plans just blow up in his face. And we talked about how God was inviting Joseph into a plan that was so much bigger than Joseph could have even imagined. And he was being invited to bring the gift of trust. And then just a couple of days ago, we saw in both the angel's heavenly message and also the shepherds scurrying about, we saw them bring the gift of witness and how they showed up and they shared what they had seen of Jesus. And on this Christmas Eve tonight, that theme of what gift might we bring, that continues. But before we can get there, we have to start here. We have to start with this night. We have to start with Christmas Eve. Because before we can think about the gift that we are going to bring, that we might bring this evening, we must consider the very reason why we are gathered here in this worship center on an evening in the middle of a week. We have to consider the explanation of why we have a celebration, the spark for our hope, the foundation for our joy and our peace. We first need to consider the gift that God is bringing. And so I invite you this evening to listen with me to these words from John's Gospel. And as I read them aloud and you follow along, I'm going to invite you to take note of what John says here about the gift that God brings. So this is John chapter 1, starting in verse 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all people might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every person was coming into the world. He was in the world. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen." So I asked you to listen to what John says here about this gift. And can we just stop and say, what a gift, yes? I mean, is there any other reaction that we might have than be overwhelmed by the gift that God is bringing? Because this gift that God brings to you and me tonight is the eternal Word who was with God in the beginning and who himself is God. Pretty good start, yes? the gift that God is bringing tonight is the one through whom everything in all creation is made. So everything in heaven and everything on earth and everything under the earth and everything in the sea, everything created through Him. The gift that God is bringing tonight is the one in whom there is life, life that is light for all people. The one whom God is bringing tonight, this gift, is the one through whom there is true light. True light entering into a dark world, and the darkness has no chance. The gift that God is bringing tonight is God Himself in the flesh, meaning God becoming human, becoming like you, becoming like me, and coming to dwell with us, moving in next door to us, coming to reside and to be present with us. And not only taking on flesh and bone, but this gift that God brings reveals the glory of God, God's majesty on display, the wholeness and the completeness, the perfect balance of grace and truth. This is the gift that God brings tonight, the coming of God's Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, into this world. Let me ask again, quite a gift, yes? And so let me ask you this, worth celebrating? Worth all the hoopla? Worth all the joyous singing? Worth coming out on a mildly cold night and getting dressed up just a little bit? Worth listening to an old man drone on for a little while, yes? Worth all of that? Absolutely. God's gift of Jesus Christ to our world is the greatest gift ever given, because in this gift, in Jesus, we are showered with grace. In this Jesus, we find our hope. In this Jesus, we obtain our peace. In this Jesus, we are shown unconditional love. In this Jesus, our sins are forgiven. In this Jesus, we are given the promise of life everlasting. In this Jesus, there is wholeness and healing and restoration. In Jesus Christ, we find our rest. And that's why we celebrate tonight. That's why Christmas is so important to us. Not because of children's Christmas programs, which I do admit they are cute. Not because we get to sing those songs that we sing once a year. And believe me, I also love belting out those lyrics. Christmas isn't just about the traditional family gathering, which, let's be honest, sometimes brings out the best or the worst in us. Christmas is certainly not about the expense and the stress that have infiltrated this season. Christmas is certainly not about marketing and capitalism. Let's sell some more toys to make a profit. But we celebrate tonight, this Christmas, because of God's great gift He brings to us. That's Jesus. Now, after saying all that, I have to go back to my promise. Because I assured us earlier that our theme of Advent would continue tonight on Christmas Eve. The idea of what gifts might we bring. For it is indeed better to give than to receive. And yet tonight, the gift that we bring is the gift of receiving. Catch that? The gift that we bring tonight is the gift of receiving. And so in the midst of everything we stated earlier, all that stuff we talked about, eternality and Creator and true light and the glory of God, all the stuff we talked about, the gift that God is bringing tonight, in the midst of all of that in this passage, there is a gift we find here that you and I can bring. And that's the gift of receiving. I mean, you know as well as I do that every gift has to be received. From stocking trinkets to an Apple Watch to a gift card to your favorite store to even fatherly advice. Every gift, in order for it to be the gift it's intended to be, must be received. And I know that maybe seems natural to us. That maybe seems normal to us, right? We talked a few moments ago, right? We get a gift, and what do? We tear it open, or we carefully open it, right? I mean, be honest with me. How many of us have ever shown up and looked underneath the Christmas tree and saw a beautifully wrapped present with my name on it, and we got curious about what might be inside, and when the moment came that it was delivered to us, we said, nah, I'm good. I haven't done that, you. And so every gift must receive. It's almost instinctual for us. And yet, remember what our passage said. If you have your Bibles open yet, I would invite you, look at verse 10. It starts by saying he. That means the gift God brings. That's Jesus. So when it says he, Jesus, was in the world. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. So despite the fact that everything is made through this Jesus, despite the fact that everything is shaped by his hands, everything is crafted by his touch, the world did not recognize him. The word there means that the world did not know him in a personal way. And we think, well, maybe that makes sense a little bit, because in John's gospel, the world is always talking about those who don't believe. And, you know, Jesus was one person in one spot, and you had a whole world of people. And so how could everybody know him and recognize him? So that's fair. But then look at verse 11. Verse 11 says this: he, again Jesus, came to that which was his own. That's a funny little statement. What's that mean? He came to his own. Some translation says, he came to where home was. This is a direct reference to the people of Israel. The people that God had chosen to have a special, unique, covenant, binding relationship with, that God was going to bless these people of Israel. He's going to enter into a relationship with them, and he had blessed them so that they could be a blessing to the world, so that they could prepare the world for the gift of God's Messiah, Jesus Christ. And so this is Jesus' own people. These are people who have a relationship with God. These are people who know God's word. And yet verse 11 says this: he came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. The word there in the Greek means they did not accept him. So the world did not recognize him. His own did not receive him. Will we? In other words, tonight we celebrate God's great gift that he is bringing, the gift of Jesus. Will we then bring the gift of receiving? Because verse 12 says this. I want you to look at verse 12 with me. This is a pivotal verse for us. This is the foundation for everything we're talking about tonight. So I don't want us to miss this. So we're going to put this verse here on the screen. I'm going to read it aloud in full. Follow along. It says this. This is verse 12. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Start at the beginning. Let's break that down. Yet to all. We're going to stop right there. All. Who do you suppose all includes? Does all include those lowly, bottom of the social totem pole shepherds who were tending their sheep one night and an angel surprised them? Does all include those magi who are following a star and traverse hundreds of miles to see a newborn king? Does all include those fishermen who will someday become disciples of an itinerant, controversial rabbi? Does you think all includes them? Does all include the skeptic? Does all include the person who has gone to church their whole life and still isn't quite sure what to think of all this? Does all include the person who is maybe hearing about Jesus for the first time this evening? Does all include those who call Westview home? Does all include those of us who are guests tonight? Does all include them? Would all include the one who is battling addiction, whether it's alcohol or substances or pornography? Does all include the one who is the high-rising executive in the company and feels like they got life by the tail? Does all include the bench warmer on the team? Does all include the all-state pianist whose fingers fly over the keys? Does all include the frustrated young mom who wonders, is my house ever going to be clean again? Does all include them? Does all include you? And me? Us? Who are here tonight? Do you suppose all includes us as well? Yeah. All means all. Everyone. Anyone. It says, yet to all who receive Him. The word here for receive is just a little different than the word receive in the previous verse. In verse 11, receive means to accept. In verse 12, to receive means to take hold of. It means to grab. It means to grasp. It means to wrap your fingers around it. And so verse 12 starts out by saying, to anyone and everyone who takes hold of Jesus. And then it goes on to say, to those who have believed in His name. This idea of believing in someone. This is a common theme in the Gospel of John. To believe in His name. The name of Jesus. And you know this and I know this, but it is even more true in the times of Scripture. A name is more than just a name. A name isn't just an identifier. Later tonight when the worship service is done and if we're all chatting around and if someone over here says my name, Josh, my ears are so in tune to that "osh" sound, I will hear you across the room and I'll raise my hand. It's me. You identified me, Josh. But a name is more than just a name. It's not just an identifier, but it is about a name identifies who we are. Not just who we are as an identity, but who we are, our character, our qualities. That's true of now, it's true in Scripture. And so later tonight, if you say my name, sure, you identify me. But at the same time, if you say my name, you might know who I am. You might have thinking through your mind, well, that guy, he is driven, he's discerning, he's hyper-competitive, he is a servant-hearted person. At least that's the things I hope you say about me. I'm not going to ask what you really would say or what you really think, yeah? See, a name is more than just a name. And it's true here. In this passage, it says to those who believed in Him, to those who believed in the name of Jesus, not just a name of a person named Jesus, but those who put their trust and put their confidence in who Jesus is. And we heard a couple weeks ago, right, that Jesus, He's the one who is going to save His people from their sins. He is the Messiah who forgives sins and who restores relationship with God. He is the one who reigns as King with justice and righteousness. He is Lord and ruler of all. And so to believe in the name of Jesus is to believe in who He is. Accepting, receiving, taking hold of who Jesus is. And so verse 12 says this. Anyone, everyone, all who take hold of Jesus, who accept who He is. And then it says this, He, Jesus, gives the right to become children of God. He gives the right. That means He gives the opportunity. He gives the privilege. He gives the authority to become a child of God. That we are children and sons and daughters of the Most High God. We're kids of a Heavenly Father. And just like a child born to their DNA parents, we are born into the family of God. We're adopted as His children. And we then too have the same unbreakable relationship with a Heavenly Father. And that relationship as a child of God has every same right and every same privilege that a DNA child has with their parents. As a child of God, we are loved unconditionally. We are cared for in full measure. We are provided for our every need. We're given guidance and direction. We receive continuous comforting presence. We are offered a listening ear to share. And if that were not enough, there's also one other thing. When we receive and believe in His name, we're given the right to become children of God. It means, too, that we are given this gift, the gift of life everlasting. The promise of an eternal inheritance where our sins are forgiven and we are given a new birth into a living hope that is forever assured. And what that means is that just as Jesus came to earth to dwell with us, when we become children of God, we will someday dwell with God in our eternal heavenly home. Friends, tonight we celebrate God's greatest gift ever given, His Son, Jesus Christ. The whole reason there is Christmas is because of this gift. And tonight we bring the gift of receiving. If we, any of us, all of us, anyone, everyone, receive and believe in Him, we are given the undeniable, can't stop it, can't take it away pleasure of being a child of God. That's the good news of Christmas Eve, for each and every one of us. That can be good news for each and every one of us, for all of us, for any of us, should we bring the gift of receiving. That's what tonight is about. It's about a gift given and a gift received. God brings the great gift of Jesus. Will we bring the gift of receiving? For all who receive Him, for those who believed in His name, He gives the right to become children of God. Praise God. Amen. Tonight we celebrate, we embrace the wonder of this gift that God gives to us. And we do so through the study of God's Word. We do so through song. We do so through fellowship. And we also celebrate the great gift that God has given through the celebration of the Lord's Supper tonight. And, you know, the final word that we say every time we celebrate communion goes something like this. We hold up the bread and we hold up the cup. And we say that these are the gifts of God for you and me, the people of God. That this bread that represents Christ's body, this cup that represents Jesus' blood, a body that came to be flesh like you and me, that's what we celebrate tonight, but a body that was broken, blood that was shed for you and for me, for our forgiveness on the cross, so that our relationship with God might be restored. That is indeed gifts that God gives to us for you and me, the people of God. Tonight, let's receive this gift, the gift of God's grace through the Lord's Supper. Would you please pray with me? God, we worship You, we adore You, we praise You, we bless You tonight because of who You are and what You have done for us. You have done so much. You've created all things. You have made us in Your image. But most of all, God, tonight on this holiest of nights, we celebrate and we worship You because of the gift of Your Son, the eternal Word, as we read earlier, who was made flesh, who dwelled among us, and He became flesh for us and for our salvation. And for this precious, wonderful gift that You bring to us tonight, we worship and adore Your holy and glorious name. And now we remember on this evening, in this supper that we're about to partake, we remember the gift that You have given to us in Jesus, His life, where He came to dwell amongst us, His sacrifice on the cross, the forgiveness that was offered through His death, dying for our sins. And God, we long for and look forward to His coming again. We proclaim the wonderful, beautiful mystery of the gift of faith that Christ has died and Christ is risen and Christ will come again. And so we pray now, Holy Spirit, in this moment,
that indeed you would reveal to us all the more the gift of Jesus. That as we eat this bread and as we drink this cup, it would be indeed to us the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as we partake of these elements together, that it would indeed be your grace, God, falling afresh upon us, strengthening us, nourishing us, establishing within us the good news of Jesus. We pray all of this in His precious name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the Westview Church Podcast. We hope that you are blessed as we studied Scripture together today. We'd love to invite you to our worship service at Westview Church, which takes place at 9:30 on Sunday mornings. May God richly bless your day.